I'm John Moe. This is Future Tense from American Public Media for Friday, July 23rd, 2010. If you don't own a smartphone now, you probably will soon. Here's the picture from Wall Street. Nokia, which mostly makes regular cell phones, announced a 40% drop in revenue Thursday. On the same day, AT&T said they activated 3.2 million new iPhones last quarter. Americans are ditching cell phones in favor of devices that can make calls and check email and update Facebook and stream video, and you get the idea. And we're flooding the data networks these smartphones rely on. And this is just the beginning, says industry analyst Chetan Sharma.
To give you a sense of how fast this is growing, in the U.S. market, at the end of last year, the average consumption for the U.S. market was around 153 megabytes per month. In about 4 years, it'll be close to 10 gigabytes.
Let me translate. In 4 years, we'll be using 67 times more data than we use now. According to a lot of iPhone customers, AT&T has had a hard time keeping up with the data load today, never mind 4 years from now. Verizon customers may soon have the same problems. The new Droid X from Motorola is a big seller, has a big screen, perfect for watching video, uses a lot of network space. Chetan Sharma says Verizon is trying to avoid a big clog.
They definitely have learned from the impact on AT&T's network and are better prepared, say, when AT&T launched iPhone 3 years ago. But clearly, what happens is people are always surprised by the appetite of consumer consumption. And so even though they might have planned their network for, say, X number of megabytes and gigabytes per month, the consumption is just growing so rapidly that it's almost doubling the national capacity year over year.
Kind of sounds like a big party. Glenn Fleischman edits the blog Wi-Fi Networking News. We have him on the show from time to time to talk about networking stuff. Glenn, more and more material is going over data networks, movies, books, games. Do the networks in place have the capacity to handle all this? I guess my question is, can this party continue?
Short answer, no. Long answer, yes. We have a finite amount of spectrum. There are physical limits. Physics tells us we can only run radio waves in certain slices of the spectrum, and there are tricks you can have to reuse spectrum in the same places using different kinds of technology. One of the most significant things that happened in the last 10 to 20 years even is that analog television was moved to digital television. Its frequencies were freed up, but in the end, there's a pool of a certain size, and you can make that pool bigger, but you can't put more water in it. When you start putting more water in it, it overflows.
Is there the physical capacity of bandwidth as bound by physics and the laws of reality as we know it to handle all the people doing all the things they want to do?
I would say absolutely not. I think there's always going to be this pushback. The iPhone was the harbinger of it because it was the first mobile device that had a really good web browser, and you could browse any video you wanted on YouTube, and you could browse any web page, where before the browsers were so limited to mobile devices, people didn't do it. But the pushback on the iPhone and then the Android and other platforms as their browsers and video capabilities improved was that there are times when there's going to be network congestion and people then adjust their behavior back a little bit or they get really frustrated and complain about the network, but there will never be enough capacity for people to all do what they want to do on a mobile device because there's just simply not that much capacity.
That's Glenn Fleischman. Other stories we're following at futuretense.publicradio.org. Microsoft is rolling out a new smartphone later this year, the Windows 7 phone, and to promote it, Microsoft will give one to all 87,000 employees. So if you want a Windows 7 phone, just get a job at Microsoft. Twitter is opening a new custom-built data center in Salt Lake City this fall. The idea is to try something different and not have all of Twitter collapse when it gets a lot of traffic. The Chinese company Foxconn makes consumer electronics for companies like Apple, HP, Dell, a lot of the things you have in your home. Now, Foxconn says it's going to start charging more to those companies to put together those items. Unclear as of yet if that will mean any additional cost to you. Foxconn employs hundreds of thousands of young Chinese men and women at enormous campuses, and they recently announced sizable wage increases to those employees in order to attract and retain their workforce. Foxconn has been in the news a lot lately. They've dealt with a rash of worker suicides, the latest happening just this week. You can read more of our coverage about Foxconn over at futuretense.publicradio.org. This is Future Tense. I'm John Moe.